The Bright Side with Shane O'Connor.
Z103 online.
Good morning, Grandad. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks, Shane. And how are you?
I'm not too bad, no. Thanks very much. I'm gonna go straight into it this morning now, Grandad, and ask you your opinion on the head of Bank of Ireland, Richie Boucher, getting a €1.5 million top up to his pension.
Isn't it very nice for him?
Isn't it lovely?
I tell you, I wouldn't mind a little top-up like that to my pension. I haven't worked out what I'm getting yet these days, but it's not £1.5 million or anything close to it.
Well, actually, I was working it out before we came on air there that he will retire in 4 years, age 55, and with this top-up now, his annual pension will be €370,000 a year.
Oh, holy God. How can anyone live on a paltry sum like that? 300,000 a year?
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to keep him in designer suits at all.
Not at all.
It's a disgrace, actually. When you put the figures down like that, it's just a disgrace.
I mean, that's barely even €1,000 a day.
Yeah.
It's not €1,000 a day. I mean, nobody can be expected to live on that.
You wouldn't even get out of bed for it.
Oh, God, no.
God, no. You'd be like, what was her name?
Oh, the model.
I can't think of her name. She's gone. Kate. Something.
No, that's...
It's mental. Like, I was looking through it. Like, on the same day that it was announced that he was getting that top up, the ordinary staff, the everyday staff of Bank of Ireland were being asked to ballot on plans to cut their own pensions.
I don't know. Do these people really live in the same world as us?
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do either. There's your man there who, I can't think of his name, who took his $1 million little bonus when he was leaving at the time his bank was going bankrupt.
Oh, it's Fitzpatrick, is it?
Yeah.
Sean Fitzpatrick.
And, he promised faithfully to give it back, but no, sure.
No sign of it.
Not at all.
And sure, even the likes of Fitzpatrick there, who left in a cloud of controversy, like, was spawning around, travelling the world, like, after driving Anglo into the ground.
Yeah, his own little private bank.
Yeah, just him and his mates, like.
No, I know what I'd like to do with them. People talk about bringing them to court and sending them to jail and all the rest. That is absolutely pointless. I mean, they'd wangle their way into nice little cosy cells and come out to their fortunes again. Now, a very simple answer. Take everything they have. Every single penny.
Yep.
Leave them in the gutter. Let's see how they like it then.
See how they like it. Exactly. Put them on the ordinary man's life, if that's one way to put it.
Put them on a state pension.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's it. I mean, like I said, back to that guy Fitzpatrick, like... Everything went wrong. We now own Anglo-Irish Bank and are bailing it out week in, week out. I think that there's another figure there that with the current bailout in Anglo-Irish Bank, the average industrial worker will be putting aside 5 hours a week of their working week to pay for Anglo. That's the equivalent of what it is. So, I mean, you're basically putting a working 1 day a week to pay for that. But, like, Fitzpatrick is still living in his big house. He came back last week just before the volcano ash. He managed to get back into the country from some holiday in Barbados or somewhere like that, in some luxury place.
I just don't know how he can sleep at night.
I don't think they care.
They don't care. As I say, they're on a different world.
It's just
a different planet altogether.
That they just go about their business. The people outside their circle didn't exist and still don't exist, I think.
Yeah. You know, as I say, what's required is slightly lateral and different action. To take all these houses off him, these cars, and every single penny he has.
Yeah.
To Criminal Assets Bureau.
Just let them off to see how they'll cope.
Yeah, exactly. See how the rest of us live.
It'd be no harm. The only thing is, if that happened, they'd probably find some way out of it, you know. They're so cute. Even at that, they'd probably sell the TV deal to some channel to follow them living. you know, it's the kind of thing that would happen, that they follow us living the ordinary life and then all of a sudden they've made their money back again.
Yeah.
You just don't know, because they still have the friends in the high places.
Yeah, just do the same to everyone. Oh, no, never mind.
I see. Eamon O'Queeve has actually asked that guy, Richie Boucher, to forego his €1.5 million top up. Do you think he'll do that?
Well, why do they have to ask? That, why don't they just tell them?
Yeah, Brian Cowan, I saw this. Brian Cowan came out the other day and said that the government were unable to influence the decision in relation to the pension, as it was agreed by his pension fund operator with the bank. Even though I couldn't tell you off the top of my head what percentage of the Bank of Ireland the government now own, but
they wrap all these things up in legalese. Oh no, we're legally prevented from doing this, or we just can't do that. But they're the government; they can theoretically do what they like. If it requires a change in law, they can change.
They can
the
change
law.
The law, yeah. But I don't know. There's too many of them just themselves wrapped up in it.
Now, as I say, it's them and us, absolutely. This country is rife with it.
Yeah, oh, it is, definitely. To depress you if you kept going on about it.
Just go off and have a few pints, forget about them.
True, true. And while we have the bit of sunshine, sit out and take it.
It's all we can do, or rant about it.
Rant, or that's it. Get a voice and rant about it. Isn't it filling time for us every week?
It gives us something to chat about.
I'd have no show if it wasn't for it.
Yeah, true enough. I mean, you get bored talking about the weather all the time.
Yeah.
Or volcanoes or whatever.
And if things were all going good and happy, sure, we'd get bored of that too.
That's very true. And we all need effigies for the dartboard.
That's it. Come here, Grandad. Thank you very much. And thank you for joining us the last few weeks on the show.
It's been my pleasure.
And hopefully we'll have you on again when we're up and running again in a few weeks.
I look forward to it.
Thanks very much.
The Bright Side with Shane O'Connor.
Z103 online.